Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. As reminded before the break, you are listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll do Start Bench Cut for another 6 or 7 minutes. That's it. That's all. Got us. What's that?
I should take this up to 41.
Yep. Get joined by Josh Klingler a little bit later. Got to see him last night. That was great. We'll start it off from the text line. We'll continue to top into the text line. Start, bench, cut. Waffles, pancakes, French toast. Because if it wasn't for breakfast.
That's right.
If it wasn't for breakfast.
Damn it. I did it to myself.
You got to play it now, Mac, because I don't have an answer.
Really?
I'm starting all three.
Okay.
I like all. It's all.
You're
basic.
A breakfast lord, though.
I don't eat breakfast normally. Now, yeah. On the weekends, I like to have a little breakfast because It's the weekends. I got time to do that. You know, I don't want to say intermittent fast or anything like that, but, you know, I usually don't eat lunch until about 1 o'clock. The food repeats on me. I'm getting old, all that kind of stuff. I don't like to have a full belly to talk for 4 hours.
Mm.
Boy, man, like, I love a good French toast. I love a good waffle, and I love good pancakes. So I'm starting all three. I'm not cutting any of them. And at the end of the day, aren't waffles and pancakes just kind of the same thing but a different shape?
French toast had never crossed my mind. There'd be no strips of bacon on the side. No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
It's very easy for me. I like all three, but I go pancakes, waffle, French toast.
Same here.
See, the pancakes to me, I mean, you got banana pancakes, you got peanut butter pancakes. My wife has got some pumpkin pancake. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. Like, all three, just bring it.
You can't play the game.
Nope.
I can't. I don't know what I would cut. I mean, if I had to cut one, it probably would be the waffle.
Okay. There's blueberry waffle. There's
I know. There's chocolate waffle. There's like peanut butter waffle. There's banana nut waffles. Like,
keep going, Dusty.
There's the pecan waffle at Waffle House. Anthony Bourdain says you must eat before you pass. Start, pitch, cut. Quarterbacks that could get in the way. Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones.
I'm starting Bo Nix. I'll bench Justin Herbert, and I'm cutting Daniel Jones. Even though Daniel Jones, I believe, is the only guy on that list with a playoff win. I just can't, Daniel Jones,
he is.
Man.
He
I just
is.
Can't. Yeah, he is. I can't.
Yeah.
So I'll start Nix. He's figuring it out all of a sudden, but I still don't know about Denver. I have zero trust in Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and I ain't falling into the Daniel Jones trap again.
I'll go Herbert, Jones, then Bo Nix.
Yahtzee.
Last three wins. Start, bench, cut them. Washington, Vegas, Detroit.
Starting Detroit, that was just the most impressive win maybe by any NFL team this year. I am benching the Las Vegas win because it's against the Raiders, and then I'm going to cut Washington. I was on with the guys from D.C., and they're like, where the hell's the captain's hat today, right? Like, oh, yeah. B. Mitch is giving me static about the captain's hat. I'm like, big games. They're like, oh, so our game isn't big enough? I'm like, I hate to say it, but it's like NFC East. It's just not a normal game, so it wasn't worthy of the captain's hat.
I'll go Las Vegas because I was there and it was electric and Rashee Rice killed it. The offense finally exploded, or at least it felt like finally, even though Detroit was like that too. I'm going to cut Detroit though just because last night was so much fun. I'm going to bench it.
Okay.
Start, bench, cut these Mahomes. 2018, Patrick Mahomes. 2022, Patrick Mahomes. 2025, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, this is going to sound bad, but I'm going in that order. And the reason is, in 2018, he had to be Superman because he had no defense. And we saw a man go out there and just go scorched earth. 2022, that was a fun year. It was right after Tyreek Hill got traded. Everybody doubted him. He won the MVP. And this year, it's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to weapons right now for Patrick Mahomes, and the defense is outstanding. Best team he's ever been on. But I kind of like the progressions along the way right now. Each year there's been adversity that they've had to overcome, and it's been fun to watch. But I'll start 2018, I'll bench 22, and I'll cut 25.
I will go in the exact opposite order because I believe Mahomes has just gotten so much smarter and so much more balanced intellectually. Like, physical talents are all still there because he's still in his prime, but he's now matched that with the IQ of the game raising each year. I just think his decision-making is top-notch, and you add that with he's the best physical talent to ever play the position. Yeah, I'll go those three, but it's tough, man.
And in 2018, though, man, he showed what kind of player he can be. All right, you scored 51. All right, I guess I'll go put up 52. And they had to do that every week for 17 weeks. I remember sitting here talking about, like, they're scoring 40 because, not that they could want to, because they have to.
Yep. I also think, though, like, if you really want to have that discussion, Mahomes didn't know how to take a seven-minute drive. That's also part of the reason.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
2022 yeah. Mahomes, he can do that.
Yeah.
Moving on, start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. We go to jerseys. We've seen them a lot this year. I saw a tweet last night that said, here's the deal. Just have everybody play a full year in their retro jerseys that have them. The Bucks creamsicle, the Kelly green, or the 90 Seahawks.
Damn.
That order.
Okay.
Yeah, that order. I'll start the Bucks creamsicle and the Kelly green I love. My wife didn't like this. She said, I don't really like that. I'm like, okay, we're divorcing. So that is benching, and I will cut the 90s Seahawks. Not just because it's the one that kind of just doesn't do it for me, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. The creamsicle, though, has to be the starter. Yeah. That is the far and away. Yep. That's the order.
But I remember as a kid hating the creamsicle.
Really?
Yeah, and it was time for it to go, and they got the new uniforms, and then immediately we wanted the creamsicle back.
So funny how that works.
Yeah, because we love nostalgia. But also those Tampa Bay teams, when they wore the creamsicle, may have been the worst organization in the history of the league. They were bad. They were a bad football team then.
They just, yeah, it was more so they hated the team than they hated the jerseys. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up National Blank Day. Today is National First Responders Day. Shout out to you wonderful people doing the Lord's work. It's also National Internal Medicine Day, but more importantly, it's National Chocolate Day. Coincidence,
okay.
In the same week of Halloween. So when you were a kid and trick-or-treating, were you more excited to get chocolate, hard candy, or gummies?
Describe hard candy. So like mints and Werther's and kind of stuff?
No, I would say like Skittles. I know that's a chewy candy after a while, but like Jolly Rancher, Skittle, I'll throw like Warheads, like stuff like that.
Stuff like that, like non-chocolate type candy. I'll start
like the gummies, like gummy worms, gummy bears, all that sort of
right.
stuff.
Right. I'll start the chocolate, I'll bench the gummy worms, gummy bears, and then I'll cut the hard candy. I've never been like a bottle cap, Skittle, real huge fan.
Ooh, I loved the bottle caps back in the day. The Coke flavored ones?
Chalky.
Yeah, very chalky.
Very chalky, right? Yeah, the Coke flavored ones were pretty good too. Did you guys have the plastic Coke bottles that you would bite open and have a little gel? Yeah.
Did you? No.
Did not have that.
Do you have candy cigarettes when you were a kid, or did you just go right for the real ones?
I didn't even have candy cigarettes.
You didn't have candy cigarettes?
No.
Really?
By that point, they were doing like the sweet tart things, and there was some trick with it where you could like blow out the powder and it would look like smoke or something like that.
What about Pixie Sticks?
Maybe it was Pixie Sticks.
Where you just poured sugar down your gullet?
snorted one on bus number 9.
Everybody did that. Oh. Yeah. Snorted a Pixie Stick, and then took a hit of Whiteout.
That was foreshadowing.
I will start the gummies, bench the hard candy, and cut the chocolate.
Really?
It's never been my thing. Never been a chocolate guy.
You know that Hershey is not a chocolate bar. It's just chocolate.
Gotcha.
Candy. How about festivities for this week, since it is Halloween on Friday? What do you find more joy of? Carving pumpkins, trick-or-treating, or the in-office Halloween party?
Well, I'm going to go with the in-office Halloween party, since I'm bringing sushi and you're bringing a shrimp cocktail. So
hell
I can't,
yeah, we're going random.
Yeah, we are. We're going so random with this. Well, we tried to get Maloney to cater, and he refuses to take our call, so you're getting sushi.
At least we're not bringing chips.
Yeah.
Step your game up.
Dusty and I are going to walk in with raw fish.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait.
So starting that, I'll bench trick-or-treating, and then I'll cut carving the pumpkins.
Man, I do love me carving some pumpkins, though.
Yeah, I'm going to start that. I'm going to bench in-office Halloween party, and I'll cut trick-or-treating. Broke my arm doing it, so.
Trick-or-treating you did?
Yeah, PTSD. Yeah.
Really? Oh. Okay, that's fair. I thought maybe somebody gave you a toothbrush and you're like, screw this, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I saw last night on the Manning cast, Eli said his son's going as Jackson Dart for Halloween.
Cool.
And then Peyton goes, really? Your kid's going to go as that quarterback for the Giants, not another one? And I think it'd be a good Halloween costume in the streets of Jersey to have somebody dress up as Cam Scataboo, be in a wheelchair, and have like a fake cast, and have Jackson Dart push him down the street to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, I thought you were going to go have Big Dom pushing him down the street.
No.
That'd be funny, too.
Last start bench cut here on Jay Southland Toe. Get in the know with Jay Southland Toe. What do you want to see more in the next 3 weeks? Beat Buffalo, beat Denver, beat Indy.
I'm starting beat Denver. I am benching beat Buffalo, and I am cutting beat Indy, because the Denver team needs to be humbled. They need to understand they're not that good. They need to understand that they're not a championship pedigree. They're beating bad teams and taking advantage of it. I'm not taking anything away from them, but it's time for them to get a dose of reality.
Yeah. It's time for us to be the party poopers. Honestly, you swayed me there. I'll start Denver for that reason, because I'm getting sick and tired of hearing their hoo-haws over there. They're high on their horse over there.
Have you heard this much talking from Sean Payton in his entire career in New Orleans?
He loves this team. He thinks they're so good, and Bo Nix hung the moon. Let me tell you what, they're going to play Steve Spagnuolo in a couple weeks, and they're going to let reality set in. Buffalo, second, then Indianapolis. Listen, I'm really excited for that game. I'll be there, noon game, just a few weeks away. But yeah, those two ahead of it. Big three-week, four-week stretch, three-week stretch coming up for the Chiefs.
No doubt. Couldn't have a better bye week in the world of the sport. Last one, we go to the text line, 913-586-7965. It's a Halloween song-themed Thriller, Monster Mash, Superstition.
Ooh.
I don't like Stevie Wonder, so I'll cut Superstition. I'll start Thriller, and then I'll bench the other one.
Monster Mash.
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Monster Mash video when the guy does it. They were doing the mash. It's Adam Gase.
I mean, how come we don't have any, like, Halloween songs have not evolved from Monster Mash? I mean, it really hasn't. Christmas songs, you get all the new ones.
Every year.
Great Christmas songs all
the
time.
Same 10.
We do. But, like Monster Mash got made, and everybody's like, I'm out.
That's it. We're good.
We don't need to do any more. It's 1955. Yeah, but we're good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll start that.
You're about to see some serious never mind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.